This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Vatican says that Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th, the German theologian who will be remembered as first pope in 600 years to resign, has died at the age of 95. A statement from Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said that with pain I informed that Pope Emeritus Benedict the 16th died today at 9:34. Further information will be released as soon as possible. North Korea state media KCNA on Saturday aired footage of a key party meeting presided by the leader Kim Jong-un the previous day. And it went on to talk about how they actually had another launch from North Korea. They fired three short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters, the latest in a barrage of weapons tests this year. Comes a day after an increased tensions by allegedly flying drones into South Korea. The UN General Assembly has asked the UN's highest judicial body to give its opinion on the legality of Israeli policies in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem. More detail from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Assembly voted by a wide margin, but with over 50 countries abstaining, to send one of the world's longest-running and thorniest disputes to the International Court of Justice. While the court's rulings are not binding, they influence international opinion. Israel captured the West Bank and East Jerusalem and Gaza Strip in the 1967 Mideast War. The Palestinians seek all three areas for an independent state. Israel considers the West Bank to be disputed territory and has built dozens of settlements that are now home to roughly 500,000 Jewish settlers. It also has annexed East Jerusalem and considers the entire city to be its capital. I'm Norman Hall.
This is VOA News. Outgoing Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro landed in Florida on Friday after delivering a teary message to his supporters less than 2 days before his fierce leftist rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, is set to take office. An official Brazilian plane landed in Orlando, Florida, late on Friday. That's according to flight tracking website FlightAware. Although Bolsonaro's destination has not been officially confirmed, security staff were already in place in Florida. Bolsonaro's exit from Brazil came after he repeatedly said he would not hand over the presidential sash to Lula at Sunday's inauguration. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports congressional investigators are blasting the approval process for a controversial Alzheimer's drug that was approved by the FDA last year.
The Food and Drug Administration's contentious approval of Aduhelm is under fire after congressional investigators released a report calling the approval process rife with irregularities. They cite an unusual collaboration between Biogen and FDA regulators, a Biogen document that boasted the company planned to make history with a very high price, and the fact that Aduhelm was approved even though initial research failed to prove it really helped patients. The FDA and Biogen are defending their actions.
Southwest Airlines is returning to relative normal schedule after as the focus shifts to making things right with what could be more than a million passengers who miss family connections or flight home during the holiday. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Many of those passengers are still missing luggage. The Dallas carrier reported 43 cancellations early Friday, a far cry from the thousands of flights canceled every day this week due to a massive storm. While that is still more than United, American, and Delta combined, it marks a step forward after one of the most chaotic weeks in aviation history for a single airline. Federal regulators have vowed a rigorous review of what happened at Southwest. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Barbara Walters was the rarest of TV personalities, a cultural fixture for more than half a century. She was on the air placing in front of her audience world figures, big shots, and celebrities whose names and faces might have changed from year to year. Hers never did. She first found her way to prominence in a visually oriented business where typically women were adornments or otherwise secondary. Walters' death at the age of 93 was announced on Friday.